According to the CDC, 73.6% of Americans over the age of 20 are overweight or obese. Along with this extra weight comes a host of physical problems, but also spiritual problems as well. Our bodies matter to God in ways that we might not naturally assume. This is Christian Curious, and I am Dr. Haley Gray Scott. Each week, we tackle some of the hardest, most pressing questions facing Christians in the 21st century. Today, I'm speaking with Jody Jolly about why our bodies matter to God and how to be physically healthy as well as spiritually healthy. Jody is a believer, a wife of 20 years, and a mother to two beautiful children. She and her husband have served as youth and college student leaders and have also served as English pastors for a Chinese Baptist church. Jody proudly homeschools and also teaches American Sign Language and Deaf culture. All of her service eventually led her to forget about self-care, and at the start of the pandemic, she found herself her heaviest weight ever. In 9 months, she lost over 100 pounds just by sticking to a simple plan. She has found a mission, a purpose, and is stepping into that purpose daily by caring for herself, loving her family well, and reaching out to others to help them rewrite the negative internal narratives. Jody, welcome to Christian Curious.
Thanks, Haley. I'm glad to be here.
You know, in your bio, you mentioned that at the beginning of the pandemic, you found yourself to be the heaviest that you had ever been. What was it that made you then decide to embark at that point on this weight loss journey?
That's a great question. I think a lot of us found ourselves at the height of the pandemic at a loss, feeling closed in, and had to really take a look at our habits because we were stuck with ourselves. And I was saying no too often to my children when they wanted to go on a bike ride, and was not honest with myself about my health. I was 248 pounds at 5'9", and I was hiding as much as an overweight person could hide, wearing the large cardigans, hiding under the blanket, throwing the pillows in front of myself, not allowing my husband to see me for me.
Or hiding behind your kids in pictures, probably.
Absolutely. Or not being in the picture at all, because mommy loves to take pictures. Absolutely. Yeah.
How would you describe your frame of mind at the beginning of your journey, as opposed to the end?
I would say I was broken. I felt as though I was stuck, that as a young 40-year-old, that this is just how life is going to be from here on forth. This is the 40s. Welcome to being a mature, older woman. It's normal to take ibuprofen every night for pain, and it's normal to prop yourself up out of bed. And it's normal. I tried to normalize things that were inhibiting life. So my mental state was truly broken. I didn't believe that I could get out of this negative cycle in my life. So I was definitely broken.
It sounds like there's a lot of hopelessness there as well.
Yeah. I had a lot of fear that this plan of health would not work for me, even though I witnessed it in a friend and fellow neighbor with her own journey. But I know what the word says, and the word says in 2 Timothy 1 that God does not give us a spirit of fear, that he gives us a spirit of power, love. NIV version, it says sound mind. In other versions, it may say self-discipline. And for me, my struggle was not against flesh and blood and the physicality. It was against my mental stability, because we tell ourselves internally that we can't do this. We let fear take over. And I see fear not of God, but we can face our fears. And that's what I chose to do back in 2020, was to face myself, was to be absolutely honest and truthful about where I was, to look myself in the mirror and be raw, accepting of where I started. And knowing that with each day, if you look at fear as an acronym, you can either forget everything and run, And I was running for many years from God's calling in my life, from being authentically me and the best version of me. But I chose another acronym in fear. I've learned to face everything and rise, because we're called to rise every day. Every day is a present for you to open, and it's your choice. God gave us that free will.
Yeah. So you started with brokenness and you just chose to proceed through the fear and proceed in knowing that the fear does not come from God, but proceeding through. What are some of the ups and downs of your frame of mind that, you know, from the beginning until now?
Yeah. You know what I love about this plan is that it's not a diet. This plan cares about your overall health. It cares about your connection with your community. It cares about your sleep. It cares about your relationship with God. It cares about all of it, because health is more than what you shove in your mouth.
Right.
Health is more than going for a run. Health is all things that tie into your life and feed into who you are. So for me, I learned to dig deeper into my why. We talk about the seven layers of why, and why did I want to get healthy? I wanted to be present for my kids. I don't want to be the mom that sits on the sidelines anymore. I want to be in the game.
Right.
I want to be there for them. And I want to show up for me. And when I show up for me, I'm able to show up for them. And so I started this journey into learning how to not be the victim anymore. So many of us we become the victim of our own life. We allow all the external circumstances to dictate who we are. And I decided, and I continued to study what that means, and learned that I can be victorious. I can rewrite the narrative of my life, knowing that God is by my side. I can step into His will every day in obedience. And the biggest key, Haley, that I learned was to stop myself, to stop, challenge, and choose. That's the biggest tip that I follow daily. For example, I told you the other day about how I used to get a rotisserie chicken and I'd start deboning it for dinner. I would eat a third of that chicken before even being done. When I started playing, I would stop myself, laugh, and say, I'm going to challenge myself to truly not indulge. And I'm going to choose what serves my goals instead of what is going to sabotage my joy.
Yeah.
And so it's a choice. Health is a choice.
Health is a choice. There are a lot of questions that I have coming out of that. The first one is, you know, the more that I've studied, you know, young adults, and I've spoken about young adults on this show, and, you know, seeing it in my own life, is how important community is. And I would love to hear about the role that community played in this journey.
Oh, let me count the ways. With this plan, my friend Claire coached me. This plan gives you a health coach to stand by your side, to be available to you 24/7, to equip you, to challenge you, to help you get out of your own head and to search your heart and why, and ask you the hard questions that are intimate, that are personal. And to have someone care about me, it meant the world. Not that my husband and I are not close. We've been married for 20 years. But to have someone tell me and speak over me, knowing that they care about the goal of health for me, this community has allowed me to dream again. I'm not just a stay-at-home mom. I'm not just a homeschooling mom. I am a woman. I am a believer, and I have a purpose. And so community, I connect with other health go-getters that are on the same path. All of our journeys look different, but we all inspire one another. We have a platform on Facebook. We have groups. We have chats. We have coffee with clients. We have different ways for you to be connected, to know you're not alone, because Lord knows we were not meant to be on an island. Mm-hmm. We're meant for connection. And so at the height of the pandemic, they started these Zoom calls, and to be able to see people and to connect, it's been the world. It's been very beautiful.
I've found similar communities over Zoom. I think that's one of the gifts of the pandemic has been, mm-hmm. you know, everyone going to Zoom for community. Right. 'Cause you're like, you're not just connecting with people. It's so hard to connect sometimes with people that are right next to you, but it's, you know, you're joining people all around the world sometimes over Zoom that may be struggling in the way that you're struggling. And that's incredibly powerful. And you do not feel alone in a room.
Absolutely.
And you don't feel weird. I mean, sometimes, I mean, I feel bad about saying this, but one of my pet peeves is the prayer requests at church. They seem to be so like just the surface, because, you know, as you know, I was teaching Bible study to a group of women felons downtown. Or women who had been convicted of felonies. And, you know, after Bible study one day, they just started talking to one another and they said, thank God we don't go to these white suburban churches, because then we'd have to look like we have our crap together, and God knows we don't have our crap together. And I'm like, and they just started laughing and they thought it was so funny. And I stared at them and I was like, you are so right. Why do we feel like we have to have our crap together when we go to church? You know, and that's just the model that we build, or the way that we feel like we need to be when we go to church. And it's sort of tragic, you know, in a way. But, you know, that's just one point.
The community we have a lot of believers mm-hmm. in there, and they'll say, you know, hey, I love me some Jesus, but I cuss a little. And we're going to get to the heart of it, and we're not going to, you know, piddle around. We're here to hold you accountable. We're here to love you through this. But clear is kind.
It is.
Clear is kind.
Right.
You can overextend grace upon grace. I had a client tell me, Jody, don't give me grace. Give me the truth. And that truth is what's going to set her free.
Yeah.
From the bondage of food addiction.
Right.
Because that's what this is.
Yeah. The obesity problem.
Needs to be addressed.
Yeah. So you mentioned the seven layers of why. So if people are struggling with emotional eating and they want, or, you know, really any, I can think of any approach, you know, as someone who, my doctorate is in leadership and spiritual formation, habits are some of the things that I studied. And so I would apply this to any type of like major stronghold habit breaking. You know, yeah. Digging into the why. So tell me about the seven layers of why.
Absolutely. It's something that I recently was able to do myself along in a Zoom with a lot of other people. And you're sitting there and the leader saying, why do you want to get healthy? And you just start there. And it don't make it too rigid. Don't sit there and think about it too long. Why do you want to be healthy? Well, I want to be present for my kids. Why do you want to be present for your kids? Well, I know they're looking to me to be a model of health and an example of what a good mom is. Why do you want to be a good mom? And you just keep going down deeper. And what it's driving to is your core value of you, of your mission. It's just digging through the layers instead of the surface.
Yeah.
We know you want to fit in those pair of jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up. And that builds why do you want to fit in those jeans? You want to be confident. Why do you want to be confident? Because I'm worthy. I am worthy. And when you self-sabotage your health, you don't feel you're worthy.
No.
You binge because you hate something deeply. And you've got to go there. You've got to unroot all those negative, bad habits. And you've got to plant new seeds to build a new foundation in which you can stand upon.
Are you ready to earn a master's degree, but concerned about fitting more into your already busy schedule? Visit denverseminary.edu to learn more about our fully online programs, financial aid opportunities, and more. The education you receive at Denver Seminary will challenge you to grow spiritually, intellectually, relationally, and professionally. Learn more today at denverseminary.edu.
Reminds me when the Apostle Paul is talking about, you know, how the thief shall steal no more, but instead shall work for food. He's not just saying stop stealing. He's saying do something else instead. You have to replace it. You can't leave a fallow field. You have to plant those new seeds or it's just a barren field. Right. And so I think that's a lot of what happens sometimes when people try to change their habits is that they don't consider, you know, like they just think, OK, I'm going to stop, you know, overeating, or I'm going to stop drinking, or I'm going to stop whatever it is that they're doing. For men, it may be pornography, and women. I'm just going to stop without doing something in its place. And that's going to set you up for failure every time because you're doing that action because of some reason deep down. There is a core issue at heart. And
absolutely,
you have to address that and you have to do something positive, something healthy in place of all of these negative habits that you're seeking to uproot. So the seven layers of why I found are really intriguing and they can be, I bet they're really hard for people.
Yeah. When I did the activity the other day, I was bawling because you're holding a mirror to yourself and asking yourself to dig deep. And sometimes I just don't want to go there. And it's not that I've been denying myself this process, but I was asked to speak in third person to my group and say, my name is Jody Jolly. And I want to be healthy because of this. And I just choked up because your core value should rock you. It should lead you to intrinsically motivate you to choose better. And if you're constantly allowing the external to tempt you, you need to go deeper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your core reasons should shake you.
They should shake you.
Yeah.
They should drive you to choose better.
So over these months that you've been, you know, involved in this, I mean, you've been in this journey yourself for a very long time, but you've also started to help other women. Mm-hmm. What are some of these core issues that you see happen, you know, over and over again?
Yeah, I would say not knowing their worth, not feeling that this is just how age is and that they have to settle. And a lot of it is from just the peer pressure of maybe their spouse or their family of wanting to please others. And I think once you can break free of being a people pleaser and get over that and truly know that it's empowering to make these choices for yourself, there's victory in that.
Yeah. It is super hard to stop being a people pleaser though.
Oh yeah. It's so freeing though. I would say this past year, I definitely came past that.
Okay. So I'm not recommending this as a role model, but I was watching Wednesday on Netflix with my daughters. And one person said to Wednesday, I admire how you don't care how you don't care what people think about you. And when others don't like you, it doesn't bother you.
Right.
And she said, truthfully, I like it when they don't like me.
Yeah. Bring it on.
And
there's a reason. You don't like me for a reason.
Right.
Am I tapping into something you don't like about yourself?
Yes. If you're doing everything on the up and up.
I had to tell one of my haters who I love. I said, you know what? I know it's scary to watch me become confident, but it shouldn't scare you. You should be proud. But I don't have to know that you're proud because I'm proud of myself.
That is hard to imagine that someone would be hating on you for this. Anyway.
Girl.
Wow.
It was when I started coaching and they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I want to share this gift and shout it from the rooftops because this plan works. We have community. We have the mental work. If you don't do the heart work and the mind work, this plan won't work for sustainable health. You must do the heart work and the mind work.
And you need a guide to help you through that.
Absolutely.
What advice do you have for people? You know, so often it's like at the end of the year, it seems like from October 31st, or maybe it's getting a little bit earlier when people start getting those bags of candy from Costco, all the way through the January 1st, and then maybe to about January 14th, we're really like absorbed in this holiday festivities, you know. Mm-hmm. So we're either, what advice do you have for people going through the holidays and maybe starting the new year on maintaining your physical fitness through this time and not overindulging and, you know, just staying healthy?
Yeah. So it's a really good question about physical fitness. Looks different for everyone, doesn't it?
It does.
Find your version of what that is because it's different for everyone. God created us all unique, all different. And there will always be a birthday party, a holiday party, a gathering, a reason to eat, because we need food. But do we need the cake? Do we need these things? What's absolutely necessary versus what we want? And I had to learn that hard. I started my plan November 30th, 2 years ago tomorrow.
Wow.
And I hosted a gingerbread decorating party for my daughter's birthday in December. I did not have one piece of candy. Not one. Not one lick of icing that was on my finger because I had goals. And I took a picture of that moment because I wanted to remember it, that I did that. I can do that. And I will continue to contend for my goals. I will continue to be congruent in my health journey so that I can lead others to do the same. Because if I'm not congruent, how dare I lead? Just like pastors of a church, you need to be congruent and line up to the word of God. Straight up.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to be a hypocrite. And I'm not perfect. I have flaws. I'll straight up tell you, I did this, y'all. But guess what? I know how to bounce back because I have a plan that works. It is simple, predictable, and is 100% of the time, if you follow it, you will see results. And I praise God for it. I praise God for the community. I praise God for the work that I've been able to do mentally. And my faith in God and trust in Him has grown so deep.
Yeah, that's what I also wanted to ask is, how has this journey changed your relationship with God?
It's grown in the sense that it has reminded me that I am His child and I'm worthy, and that this vessel is a gift from God, and that in order to be used by Him, I need to be the healthiest version of myself.
Yeah. So, you know, if there are people out there that are struggling with their physical fitness right now, they, you know, I know the feeling, because when I was pregnant, I felt so stuck and hopeless because you gain so much weight during pregnancy. Yeah. So if there are people struggling, if they're feeling stuck or hopeless, What key piece of advice or inspiration do you have for them?
I would say, talk about it. Stop hiding. Don't hide behind your phone. Don't hide behind an Amazon purchase. Don't just pray about it and think about it. Do something. Get off your butt. Get off the couch. Talk to somebody. You're not alone. You're not alone. There are so many people like me that are ready to listen, ready to connect, ready to speak truth into your life, because you're not speaking it to yourself. I think if you can admit you have a problem, or admit that you desire to be healthier or desire to make these changes in your life, whatever it may be, the first step is admitting and asking for help. The biggest thing that I always would say in my mind, my twin sister and I, who lost 100 pounds too in 9 months, we both had a very twin identical journey.
That's so funny.
We both, isn't that crazy? I got to coach her to that. And so we would say, if not now, then when? We kept inching up in pounds, and she almost reached 300 pounds. And she's like, oh, snap. If I don't start now, then when? When I'm a size 25, 26, like, you know, tell me, when am I going to start caring about myself? And if not now, when? And now is the only gift you're given. We're not promised a tomorrow. So my advice to those listening in is, don't wait. Yeah. You know, you're loved, and there's hope.
Well, so there are a few steps in there, and the first of them being is to take a hard look at yourself, a sobering look in the mirror. Okay, Jody, so if people want to find out more about what you do, where can they find you?
I am on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'd be happy to give you a link to a job form I have. I think for a lot of people, that's a first step by asking them.
And that's JodyJolly.
L-Y. Jody Jolly.
Okay. Jody Jolly. Yes. All right. Yes. And you are jolly. And, you know,
that's why I married my husband.
The best.
I was a moose before. You knew me as a moose.
I did. Yes. And I still think of you as that 20 years later. Anyway, but yes, you know, the biggest thing that I can say about Jody is that Jody is the reason why I am doing what I do today. I was not walking in faith, and I saw the joy that emanated from her. And one day I asked her, Jody, why are you so joyful? We were working at Applebee's in college. And as soon as that question was out of my mouth, I wanted to reel it back in because, oh my gosh. Anyway, so yes, look up Jody Jolly and, you know, connect with her to find out more about her plan, her work, and how she can help you to your physical and spiritual goals. You've been listening to Christian Curious. To find out more about us, or if you missed any part of this episode, be sure to check out our website at www.christiancurious.com. That's www.christiancurious.com. Stay curious.